Before you listen to the sermon, read Matthew chapter 5.
Matthew 5.
And the title of the sermon today is Swear Not.
Yeah,
today I want to talk about swearing
as
opposed to simply saying, let your yes be yes and your no be no.
There
is some discussion among Christians. Is it okay for a Christian to swear or to make oaths or not? Now let me directly give you the answer. And I will later on back this up with the Bible. But it is always wrong for a Christian to swear or to make oaths.
Yeah?
Our word should be enough. Our yes should be yes. I mean that. And our no, we should mean no. And we should never invoke the name of God or swear on the grave of your grandparents. Or whatever.
Yeah,
to give your statement extra force.
We
should be people of truth. Yeah, who speak truth. And that their words actually can be trusted. You'll say it, you will do it. You'll say yes, then it is yes. You'll say no, then it is no. Now, let me first show you from the New Testament with clear statements what the Bible actually says about swearing. And then afterwards I will show you why there is some confusion about this and deal with some objections that some people bring up.
Now,
go to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. Verse 33. Again, you've heard it had been said by them of all time, thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform unto the Lord thine oaths. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou canst not make one hair white or black. But, sorry, 37. But let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay, for whatsoever is more than these comment of evil.
قسم دروغ مخور بلکه قسمهای خود را به خداوند وفا کن اما من به شما میگویم هرگز قسم نخورید نه به آسمان زیرا که عرش خداست و نه به زمین زیرا که پاینداز اوست و نه به اورشلیم زیرا که شهر پادشاه عظیم است و نه به سر خود قسم یاد کن زیرا که مویی را سفید یا سیاه نمیتوان کرد بلکه سخن شما بلی و نی نی باشد زیرا که زیاده بر این از شرور است.
Yeah, so Jesus starts this with referring back to something of that has been said in all time. Where it says, basically, you should keep your oaths.
Yeah.
Don't swear and then not perform it, what you've sworn to do. I believe this points back to Deuteronomy 23:23. Deuteronomy 23:23. So let's read it for a moment. That which is gone out of thy lips, thou shalt keep and perform, even a freewill offering, according as thou hast vowed unto the Lord thy God, which thou hast promised with thy mouth. Yeah, talking about keeping your promises unto the Lord here. But what does Jesus say here in Matthew 5?
Yeah?
But I say, swear not at all. Yeah, this is Jesus speaking.
This is
a clear statement. And it's teaching us not to swear. What should we do? Let your yes be yes and your no be no.
Yeah.
Go to James. James chapter 5, verse 12. James chapter 5, verse 12. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea, and your nay be nay, lest you fall into condemnation.
اما مهمتر از همه ای برادران من قسم مخورید نه به آسمان نه به زمین نه به هیچ سوگند دیگر بلکه بله شما بله باشد و نه شما نه مبادا که در محکومیت بیفتید.
Yeah, what does it say?
چی میگه؟
Above all things,
بالاتر از همه
مهمتر brethren,
از همه برادران
swear
من
not.
قسم مخورید.
Yeah, neither by heaven,
چه بر آسمان,
neither the earth,
چه بر
neither
زمین,
by any other oath.
چه به هر چیز دیگه ای قسم مخورید.
Yeah, it's pretty clear what the Bible says about this.
خداوند میگه که چی گفته در
Do not swear, do not take oaths.
قسم مخورید.
Yeah, these are clear scriptures.
کلامی است
که خداوند
بهمون گفته.
James speaking here of the Holy Spirit.
از روح القدس.
Yeah, do not take oaths. Don't swear.
قسم مخورید.
Let your yes be yes, your no be no. So based on these scriptures, we can conclude that we as New Testament Christians should never swear or never make oaths.
هیچ وقت عهد نبندید. هیچ وقت قسم مخورید.
This is actually something that's recognized in a lot of countries.
تو خیلی از کشورها این قانونی و شناخته شده است.
Because if you go to court, if you're a witness,
They
will make you swear something.
ازتون میگن قسم بخور بر کتاب مقدس که حقیقت رو بگی.
But most countries will have an alternative.
میتونی اعلام کنی.
Where you can affirm instead of swearing.
به جای اینکه قسم بخوری بگی من تایید میکنم قسم نمیخورم.
Yeah, in Holland.
تو هلند.
Yeah, there is an alternative. Yeah, the main one would be to swear.
اولیش میگه قسم بخور بر کتاب که حقیقت.
Invoking the name of God.
در نام خداوند قسم میخورم.
Which is something that is wrong.
و غلطه.
Yeah, but you can also.
اما یک ایماندار میتونه
affirm.
قسم نمیخورم بلکه تایید میکنم.
Yeah, so you don't have to swear. So
اجازه داده شده به شما که قسم نخورید. حتی
there are governments around the world that recognize what has been taught in the Bible here.
که دنیای کشورهایی هستن که قبول دارن این کلمه
خداوند. And that's the reason why they do this.
که وقتی یک مسیحی اعلام میکنه من قسم نمیخورم واقعا ایمان داره که.
Many Christians don't want to swear because
خیلی از ایمانداران مسیحی قسم نمیخورن. به خاطر اینکه کاری که عیسی مسیح گفته انجام ندید.
What is meant by swearing?
قسم خوردن یعنی چی؟
Because a lot of people think, oh, that's just using bad language.
بعضیا میگن قسم خوردن فحش دادن اشتباه.
Swear words.
قسم با فحش فرق میکنه.
Yeah, but that's not what it means in this context.
اینجا وقتی قسم میگه صحبت
yeah,
میکنه.
Yeah, swearing is being.
بعد نمیگه فحش به کسی نمیدی. قسم خوردی عهد بستی.
Yeah, swearing is put together with making oaths.
در حقیقت قسم خوردن که ما در زبان فارسی دو تا کلمه متفاوت داریم، اما زبان انگلیسی قسم و فحش به یه معنی.
And it's supposed to just giving your word.
در حقیقت کلام
Yeah, letting your yes be yes and your no be no.
نباشه.
So,
آرد آرد.
What is swearing?
قسم خوردن یعنی
Now,
چی?
It is simply adding to the simple answer yes, yes and no, no.
خیلی راحت اضافه کردن به جای اینکه بگی بله یا بگی نه.
So you give it more weight, so you make it sound more true.
شاید به نظرت حقیقتش بیشتر باشه، به نظرت محکم‌تر باشه.
Like
قسم خوردن.
Invoking the name of God.
در نام خدا قسم می‌خورم، به خدا.
Or saying things, I swear by my mother's grave or something like that.
به روح مادرم قسم می‌خورم.
Or in Iran. Yeah, I swear by Muhammad. I swear by the Quran.
The Quran.
Yeah. And of course, we should definitely do those ones. But swearing in general is basically trying to give what you say extra weight by invoking other things.
Yeah.
I swear by God I will do this or that.
به روح آمه جان مادر. We also say in the name of life of the mother, not the spirit. به جون بچه هم، به جون مادر.
So we say things like, I swear by God, I will do this or that.
من قسم میخورم، به این کار میکنم، به کار نمیکنم.
And here, in this case, you're bringing God into your conversation.
در حقیقت با قسم خوردن.
To put extra weight on your statement.
Now,
this already is violating what Jesus has said. Yeah, don't swear. And this is also basically taking God's name in vain. This is an extra one. What you're doing is just throwing in the name of God for common use. Yeah, whenever we use the name of God, it should be when we're talking about him.
بعد زمانی باشه که در موردش صحبت میکنیم یا وقتی باهاش صحبت میکنیم.
Yeah. I hear many people say.
خیلی وقتا میگم.
Oh my God.
ای خدای من.
Yeah, and I do this all the time.
Oh my God.
Now,
خدای من.
That is a sin. That is taking the Lord's name in vain.
خداوند را علکی استفاده کرده.
Oh my God. If something happens.
ای خدایا.
Yeah, that's using the Lord's name in vain.
علکی نام خدا را آوردن.
You are profaning the name of God.
در حقیقت نام خدا رو ازش ارزونش کردی.
You're making the name of God something that is common.
نام خداوند رو یه چیز معمولی و عادی قرار دادیم
yeah.
تو صحبت روزانه.
Something that you can just throw around whenever you like.
هر زمانی که دلمون خواست بندازیمش بیرون این ور یا اون ور ازش استفاده کنیم.
The Bible says.
کلام خداوند میگه.
Hallowed be your name.
جلال بر نام تو.
Holy is your name.
قدوس نام تو.
Your name is set apart.
نام تو جدا شده است.
Your name is special.
نام تو مخصوصه.
Yeah, it's not to be used as a common word that we just throw around.
معمولی که هر جوری دلمون خواست بندازیم هر جوری دلمون خواست.
And using oh my God all the time is blasphemous.
خدای من و خدای من در حقیقت کف گفتیم.
It's you throwing around God's name.
در حقیقت نام خدا رو علکی بیرون انداختیم.
Yeah, we're not to use God's name in vain.
نام خداوند رو علکی نباید استفاده کنیم.
And we're not to use God's name to make all kinds of oaths or swearing by his name.
استفاده کنیم که قسم بخوریم بهش یا کلام
just to make something sound more truthful.
یا یک چیزی رو در حقیقت حقیقت‌ترش یا واقعی‌ترش بکنیم.
Do not swear.
قسم
let your yes simply be yes.
بذاریم بلتون بله باشه.
Simply be no.
نتون نباشه.
Yeah, that's what James 5 said.
یعقوب 5 میگه.
Swear not.
قسم نخورید.
That's what Matthew 5 says.
متی 5 هم همین رو میگه.
Swear not at all.
نخورید. اصلاً قسم نخورید.
Yeah, there's no confusion in the Bible of what it says.
هیچ چیزی وجود نداره از کلام خداوند.
It's a clear statement.
مورد قسم خوردن.
Yeah, the way we interact with each other
روشی که ما میتونیم با هم دیگه
should not contain swearing and oaths.
صحبت کردنمون نباید تو صحبتامون قسم خوردن و عهد بستن
it should just be yes
وقتی من میگم
no.
بله
and
باید بله
that.
باشه وقتی نه باشه نه است.
Yeah. So now let me give you some examples from the Bible where we do people we see people swearing making oaths. Go to 1 Samuel 23 and there are many but I'm just picking like three of them. 1 Samuel 20 verse 3 and this is David doing this. And David swore moreover and said thy father certainly knoweth that I have found grace in thine eyes and he said let not Jonathan know this lest he be grieved but truly as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth there is but a step between me and death.
اما داوود بار دیگر سوگند خورده گفت پدرت نیک میداند که من در نظرت التفات یافتم پس با خود میاندیشید یوناتان نباید از این امر آگاه شود مبادا محزون گردد آری به حیات خداوند و به حیات تو سوگند که با مرد گامی پیش فاصله ندارم.
Yeah, so here we have David who is swearing.
And he's
even bringing in the name of God.
He
says, as the Lord liveth. There you have the live one. As the Lord liveth. And thy soul liveth.
Where is it?
It's in the last part of verse 3.
Hayat pedar, are.
Yeah, so David is swearing here.
به حیات خداوند و به حیات تو سوگند.
So here in the Old Testament,
تو عهد عتیق داریم داوود که قسم خورده.
Go to 1 Kings 2:23-24. And of course, David is one of the good guys. Doesn't mean he's sinless, but
آدم داوود یه آدم خوبی بوده. نمیگیم بیگناه بوده، ولی یکی از بزرگای کتاب مقدس.
1 Kings 2:23-24.
اول پادشاهان 2.
Then King Solomon swear by the Lord. Saying, God do so to me, and more also, if Adonai have not spoken his word against his own life. Now therefore, as the Lord liveth, who had established me and set me on the throne of David my father, and who had made me a house, as he promised, Adonai shall be put to death this day.
آنگاه سلیمان پادشاه به خداوند سوگند یاد کرده گفت خدا مرا سخت مجازات کند اگر ادونیا تاوان این سخن را به بهای جان خود نپردازد اکنون به حیات خداوند که مرا استوار ساخته بر تخت پدرم داوود نشانیده و مطابق وعده اش خاندانی برایم به پا داشته است سوگند که همین امروز ادونیا کشته خواهد شد.
Yeah, so King Solomon is swearing here.
میگه اینجا قسم میخوره سوگند
yeah,
میخوره
God do to me
خداوند مرا سخت مجازات کند حتی بیشتر.
Yeah, he is using the name of God.
بازم از نام خدا داره استفاده.
And then he says as the Lord liveth
همونجوری که خدا میخواد
as sure as the fact that God lives
و خدا زنده است.
As sure as the fact that he puts me on this throne.
خداوند منو تو این تخت سلطنت گذاشته.
Yeah, as Adonai will be put to death this day.
ادونای امروز کشته.
Now, this is swearing. Swearing by the name of the Lord.
قسم خوردن در نام خداوند.
This is going beyond letting you yes be yes and you no be no.
بیشتر از بله بله بودنه و نه نه بودنه.
Go to 1 Samuel 28:10.
اول سموئیل 28:10.
I didn't count them, but I could probably list the 50 of them here where we see this.
این نشمردم ولی فکر می‌کنم حدود 50 تا داستان قسم خوردن هست تو کتاب مقدس.
Here we have Saul.
اینجا شاول رو داریم.
Saul. And Saul swore to her by the Lord, saying, "As the Lord liveth, there shall no punishment happen to thee for this thing."
First Samuel 28:10.
Yeah, Saul is swearing.
Saul قسم خورد.
And we see here that he's bringing the name of God.
می‌بینیم که نام خداوند آورد.
As the Lord liveth, this will not happen.
این اتفاق نیفته.
And if you read the Old Testament, you will find this all the time.
اگر عهد عتیق رو بخونید بازم اینو می‌بینید.
I'll come back to that in a moment.
برمیگردم و ببینید.
Let me first answer the question, why should not we not swear?
چرا ما نباید قسم بخوریم؟
Of course, the first reason would be simply Jesus told us not to do it.
اما دلیلش این که عیسی
Yeah, swear not. Swear not at all.
قسم اصلا نخورید.
Yeah, regardless if we understand why we shouldn't swear.
حتی اگرم نفهمیم چرا گفته قسم نخورید.
Yeah, this is what the Bible says.
کلام خداوند فرمان داده که قسم نخورید.
We should just take the instruction and not do it.
فرمان خداوند رو باید برداریم و انجام بدیم.
But God gives us more information on why we shouldn't share.
اطلاعات بیشتری بهمون داده.
New Testament Christians.
چرا به عنوان ایمانداران عهد جدید نباید قسم بخوریم.
And the reason for that is that we can fall into condemnation.
Yeah.
Go back to James chapter 5.
Yeah, from Romans.
And read verse 12 again. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea and your nay be nay, lest ye fall into condemnation.
اما مهمتر از همه ای برادران من قسم مخورید نه به آسمان و نه به زمین و نه به هیچ سوگند دیگر بلکه بنی شما بری باشد و نه شما نه مبادا در محکومیت بیفتید.
Yeah, why shouldn't we swear?
چرا سوگند قسم نخورید؟
Yeah, because the result of it can be that we fall into condemnation. Go to Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes 5. Ecclesiastes 5 and read verses 2 till 6. I've written 5 here, but I think it's 6. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter any things before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore let thy words be few, for a dream cometh through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by multitude of words. When thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it. For he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Better it is that thou shouldest not vow than that thou shouldest vow and not pay. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. Neither say thou before the angel that it was an error. Wherefore should God be angry at thy voice and destroy the work of thine hands?
به دهان خیش شتاب مکن و دلت عجولانه سخنی در پیشگاه خدا نگوید. زیرا خدا در آسمان است و تو بر زمینی پس سخنانت اندک باشد. زیرا خواب و خیال باطل از مشغله بسیار پدید می آید. آواز احمق از سخنان بسیار. چون برای خدا نذر می کنی در ادای آن تأخیر مکن. زیرا احمقان مایه خرسندی او نیستند. پس نذر خیش ادا کن. بهتر است نذر نکنی تا اینکه نذر کنی اما ادا ننمایی. مگذار دهان تو را به گناه بکشاند. در نزد خادم خدا مگو اشتباه نذر کردم. زیرا چرا خدا از سخنت خشمگین شود و عمل دستانت را نابود سازد.
Yeah, so here the Bible talks about not making vows that you will not follow up on. It is warning you for it. It's a bad thing.
Yeah,
it's a sin. Yeah, and breaking your word makes God angry with you. It brings condemnation on you. Yeah, in the Old Testament, if you vow something unto God, hey, you better follow up on it. Yeah, there's a reason why Jesus said, swear not at all. Because by swearing, you can fall into condemnation. Go again to Matthew 5.
Matthew 5.
Read verses from 33 till 37.
35.
Again, you've heard that it had been said by them of old time, thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shall perform unto the Lord thine oaths. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is its footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Neither shalt thou swear by the head, because thou canst not make any one hair white or black. But let your communication be yea, yea, and nay, nay, for whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil.
باز شنیدید که به پیشینیان گفته شده است که قسم دروغ مخور، بلکه قسمهای خود را به خداوند وفا کن. اما من به شما میگویم هرگز قسم مخورید، نه به آسمان زیرا که عرش خداست، و نه به زمین زیرا که پاینداز اوست، و نه به اورشلیم زیرا که شهر پادشاه عظیم است، و نه به سر خود قسم یاد کن زیرا که موی را سفید یا سیاه نمیتوان کرد، بلکه سخن شما بلی بلی و نه نی باشد، زیرا که زیاده بر این از شریر است.
Why shouldn't we not swear? Well, because everything that is above saying just yes and yes or no and no,
that comes
of evil. Now, what does that mean? Yeah, that when you feel like you have to add and go beyond your yes and your no, that comes from evil within you.
Yeah,
because when people are swearing, they are typically lying. Not always, but typically they're lying. Because there is a tendency in human beings to just add things to prop up what they say, to make it sound more true, to give it extra weight. And when we are making false oaths, when we are swearing falsely, we invoke the wrath of God on us.
And
he will be angry with us.
It
will cause condemnation to come on us. So it's not so much that the swearing of an oath is the actual issue. Yeah, besides the fact, of course, that Jesus says don't do it now, but it's the fact that we are prone to break our oaths. That is the main issue. Yeah, because in the Old Testament, God allowed for swearing oaths. Yeah, but there are big consequences to swearing.
Falsely.
Go to Hebrews 6. Yeah, I already showed you some scriptures where we saw people in the Bible, in the Old Testament, and they were swearing. Yeah, great people. Yeah, we had an example of David doing this, Solomon doing this. But we also see that actually God swears in the Bible.
Yeah,
so swearing in itself cannot be a sin. Go to Hebrews 6 and read verse 13 for now. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself. Yeah, so here we have God who swears. And he swears by himself. Because nobody else would swear by. Yeah, read verses 14 to 18. Saying, surely blessing, I will bless thee, and multiplying, I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater. And an oath for confirmation is to them and an end of all strife, wherein God, willing more abundantly to shew unto their heirs of promise the immutable of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us.
هر آینه من تو را برکت عظیمی خواهم داد و تو را بی نهایت زیاد خواهم گردانید و همچنین چون صبر کرد آن وقته را یاد زیرا مردم با آنکه بزرگتر از سوگند میخورند و پایان هر مخاصمه ایشان سوگند است تا اثبات شود از این رو چون خدا خواست که عدم تغییر اراده خود را به وارثان وعده به تأکید بیشمار نشان دهد سوگند در میان آورد تا به دو امر بی تغییر که ممکن نیست خدا در آنها دروغ گوید تسلی قوی حاصل شود برای ما که پناه بردیم تا با آن امیدی که در پیش ما گذارده شده است تمسک جوییم.
Yeah, so God swears by himself. Of course, there's no issue there, because God never breaks an oath. Yeah, God cannot lie.
خداوند نمیتونه.
Yeah, he's God.
پس خداست.
Yeah, but we do lie. We do break oaths.
ما قسم میشکنیم.
And therefore we can cause condemnation on ourselves.
ما محکومیت رو بر روی خودمون قرار
بدیم. That's not the swearing. That is the main issue. It is the taking of an oath that we don't follow up on.
قسمی است که ما نمیتونیم نگرش داریم.
Breaking of it.
شکستن اون قسمه.
Yeah, because people would take vows in the Old Testament.
در عهد عتیق مردم عهد می‌بستن.
They would take like a Nazarite vow. That was something that was okay.
ناظری می‌بستن.
But they had to keep it.
و باید نگرش می‌داشتن اون زمان.
Yeah, they were told not to swear by other gods.
گفته بودن با خدای دیگه قسم نخورید. به خدای خودتون.
Leviticus 19:12.
لاویان 19:12.
Yeah, but they could swear by the name of God, just not falsely.
نام خداوند قسم بخورن اما نه خدای دروغی.
Leviticus 19:12.
لاویان 19:12.
And ye shall not swear by my name falsely, neither shall thou profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord.
دزدی مکنید مگر مک منم آیا به دیگر دروغ نگویید.
لاویان
من سوگند دروغ مخورید و بدین گونه نام خدای خود را بی حرمت مسازید. من یهوه هستم.
Yeah. Don't swear by my name falsely.
دروغ قسم نخورید.
Yeah. Don't throw my name. Don't profane it. Don't throw my name around as something that's common.
جوری که عادی باشه استفاده نکنید.
Yeah. So swearing is not inherently wrong or evil. It's the problem of breaking it.
قسم خوردن خوب و بد نیست. شکستن اون قسم بده.
Yeah. So don't make promises. Don't swear and not keep it.
نبندی که نمیتونی نگرش داری.
Yeah. Don't throw his name around.
نام خداوند رو.
Don't false swearing. Falsely swear.
قسم نخورید.
Yeah. This was the message in the Old Testament.
اون پیامی بود که در عهد.
If you swear, if you make an oath, you better make good on it.
بهتره که قسمتون درست باشه.
Condemnation will come to you. This is sinful.
چون محکومیت روتون قرار میگیره و گرنه سوگند و عهد نبندید.
Now, since we are prone to mess things up,
به خاطر که ما عادت داریم گند بزنیم.
In a new Testament, we have certain things that are tied up.
تو عهد جدید یه جورایی ماده دستمون رو بسته که دیگه گند نزنیم.
Yeah, and we see Jesus in the New Testament as saying, "Do not swear at all."
میگه اصلا قسم نخورید.
Just let your yes be yes and your no be no.
بله باشه نهتون نه.
Of course, now it's commanded to us because Jesus said.
فرمانی داده شده به ما چون عیسی مسیح
اون
رو گفته.
Now, did God change?
خداوند عوض کرده.
God never changes.
خداوند هیچ وقت عوض نمیشه.
Hebrews 13:8.
عبرانیان 13:8.
Yeah, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday. And today and forever. Yeah, but sometimes God changes some things. Yeah, in His wisdom He does that. We can see that it is sometimes done for our benefit specifically. And in the New Testament, we see Jesus not loosening things.
کوچیک نمیکنه.
But actually tightening things up.
آروم‌تر نمیکنه، سخت‌ترش می‌کنه.
And one of them is regards to swearing.
یکیشون قسم خوردنه.
Now that's we saw this in Matthew 5 in the same passage of Matthew 5.
در متی فصل 5
it also talks about murder. Killing. Yeah, or you speak against your brother. Oh, that's like committing murder in your heart. Yeah, or you've heard the old said, don't commit adultery. Oh, I say to you, Jesus is saying, if you even look at a woman to lust after her, you've committed adultery already in your heart. Yeah, Jesus is tightening things up. He's not loosening things.
Yeah,
God sometimes changes things.
بعضی وقتا خداوند چیزهایی رو زندگیمون عوض میکنه.
God made laws about what we could eat.
خداوند شریعتی گذاشت که چی بخوریم چی نخوریم.
We started out, hey, guys, only eat plant-based food.
بقیه میگه در حقیقت سبزیجات بخور.
Now they thought, hey, you can eat.
و بعد میگه
meat as well.
گوشت هم میتونی بخوری.
Then there's laws for giving dietary laws.
بعد قانون خوردن غذاها معروف شد.
You can eat these things, but don't eat that things.
اینا رو بخور، اونا رو نخور. اینا Today, اینا حلاله.
These things are lifted.
اینا
yeah, we eat pork again. That is no problem.
ما میتونیم گوشت خوک بخوریم و دیگه مشکلی نیست.
Yeah, God changed these things. These things.
خداوند یه سری چیزها رو عوض
کرده. In His wisdom, for His purpose.
که حکمتش و برنامه خودش.
Yeah, so for the Israelite, it was a sin to eat.
که بخورن
the pork.
خوک رو
not because pork is evil.
نه اینکه خوک پلید بوده
praise God it's not because it's very nice but they weren't allowed to eat it
اونا اجازه نداشتن yet we are اما ما اجازه داریم بخوریم
yeah so things can change based on what
God decides for a certain time for example
Yeah, so people can look at the Old Testament and say, oh, what is wrong with swearing? And what is wrong with taking oaths? God did it. David did it. Solomon did it. Yeah, we can do these things as well. Now, I just said, don't swear to other gods, yeah? Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him. And shall swear by his name. Why can't we do that? Simply. Jesus said, do not swear at all. Jesus tightened things up. So we would not cause ourselves to fall into condemnation. So we wouldn't get ourselves to a place where God would be angry with us. Jesus says, hey, just tell the truth, let your yes be yes, and you know. No. End of story. That should be enough. Our word should be enough.
Yeah.
Don't add things to that
to put extra weight.
Don't invoke the life of your mother. Invoke God in your statements. Yeah, definitely don't invoke Muhammad or the Quran, yeah? Because we can have cultural things we get used to. And that's just what we do because that's what we used to do. The Bible says, swear not. It's not inherently evil. But Jesus tells us, don't do it. Yeah, and that's for our own good.